Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. And welcome into the gym class for a chilly Thursday and a windy Thursday. Winter weather advisory in effect through the evening tonight. Snow emergency still in effect for the city of Cedar Rapids as well. That goes through tomorrow. Who knows if that is going to be pushed forward. We'll see how it all plays out as the bitter cold temperatures are moving in. But as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet, ladies and gentlemen, as next week looks to be. Oh, boy. This is just a dress rehearsal for what they are forecasting for coming up next week. But if you are headed to Iowa City, if you're headed outside tonight, most everything in the high school range has been absolutely postponed, including our game tonight, Belle Plaine at West Branch boys basketball. That has been canceled. That will not go off tonight. But keep an extra coat in your car. Keep some winter driving accessories in your car as well, and we'll make it through here as we get colder and colder. A little bit of a traffic update for you. I believe there's still a little bit of a snarl northbound 380 around North Liberty. They had a vehicle fire there a little bit ago, and that was down to one lane at that particular time. So if you can avoid that area, maybe for the next few minutes or so, that would be a wise decision out there. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Gym Class on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Dave Kochen will join us. Kevin Lehman will join us coming up in a little bit as well. Cold, man. Get used to it.
Well, it is, and I think we're paying for an otherwise mild start to the winter. We're nearing the end of January, and you mentioned not maybe so good the next week. Kids are going to be going to school in mid-June, are they not?
They're at this rate, in all honesty, and to be, quite serious, yes. Because Iowa City has already postponed, canceled classes for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a few more trickling in. I think West Branch is on a two-hour delay. Those are the two I've heard so far for tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be 7 above.
Yeah.
They're forecasting minus 11 for a high next Wednesday. So you're setting a precedent right now. And obviously education is first, but games are stacking up now like firewood. And we're getting to the point now we're just not going to be able to play all these
games.
Maybe
some cancellations, yeah. Let me put it this way. Let me put a positive spin on this.
Please do.
The sun's out, right?
Sun's out.
I just read a story where there's a part of Alaska, they have seen the sun for the first time in 66 days.
Makes us.
What would you rather have?
Makes us feel better.
And I guarantee it's not any warmer in Alaska, so.
True.
There's that.
It's not any colder in Alaska. I'll tell you that. Probably warmer in Alaska. Hey, we're all in this together. We grin and bear it, right? Put an extra layer on. Keep that coat handy. Keep the gloves handy. Keep the hat handy. Doesn't matter what you look like out there, as long as you're warm.
Exactly.
We will move on with this. Going to move on with the show as well. Iowa and Michigan State coming up tonight. By the way, we are presented by Third Base Brewery. That's a great place to go warm up. They are located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, and when you're at Third Base, you're practically home. Locally owned and operated. Tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. We'll see. We'll get through this thing here. But Iowa, Michigan State coming up tonight from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Going to talk about that here for a few minutes. If you want to weigh in, love to hear from you out there on the Hurtien & Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. The Big Ten's lone unbeaten comes in to Iowa City tonight, a place that has been lukewarm to Tom Izzo over the years. He's gotten some wins here. There have been some awful good Michigan State teams that have been upset here in Iowa City, and I guess we'll see what happens tonight.
It's really a tough out for the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight, but things are kind of aligned. I mean, you have the motivation of reversing what happened in East Lansing. You have the motivation of continuing your winning streak, which is five games right now. You got the home court advantage. A lot of motivation for Iowa, and maybe in a trap game for Michigan State. I don't really believe in those.
I don't either.
I don't think Tom Izzo does either. It's just a very talented Michigan State team, and Iowa's going to have to be at the top of its game to win this ball game. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, has to do with tonight's game, 6 o'clock tip, by the way, or shortly thereafter. Which side do you take tonight, Scott? Michigan State -5 or Iowa +5? That is the Vegas line right now. And thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I really think the key player tonight in this game for both teams is going to be Cassius Winston for Michigan State. Can he – it's not a big secret. We know what Iowa defensively struggles against, and that is dribble penetration, trying to keep guards in front of you, trying to keep the opposition in front of you. Can Iowa keep Cassius Winston from getting into the lane, dropping it off to Ward, kicking it outside for open threes? Really think that, and again, you don't have to be, you know, Bill Raftery, who's on the call tonight on FS1.
Onions.
To come up with that diagnosis there. But I really think Cassius Winston is going to be the key player tonight.
It's hard to disagree with that. He's such a phenomenal player. Michigan State, I think, without one of its best players, Langford. But Michigan State is so tough inside. You mentioned Ward. They've got other components inside, Goins and others that are really tough. If Iowa can have success on the inside, the Hawkeyes have gotten other teams in foul trouble, i.e. Ohio State. My latest memory of that. But just everything has to go right for Iowa tonight, I think.
But you know what? To go back to your question to me and to our listeners out there, the Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMRadio.com, I'm taking Iowa in 5 tonight. I'm taking Iowa in 5.
It's hard not to.
I think that either way it's going to be a very, very close game. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. What are your thoughts out there? What are going to be the keys? What does Iowa need to do to win the game tonight? You heard what I thought Iowa needs to do. Like to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Wait. Mark, 311, Tigers under par.
Yeah, the watch is on. Golf Channel came on very early today to catch.
He won. Can we not follow every shot now?
No, we can't do that, Scott.
Why?
It's Tiger Woods. They're playing at Torrey Pines, the North and South courses. The Farmers Insurance Open. Tiger, as you mentioned, on the course. He's -1. Got a big log jam at the top. Tied for the lead. Bud Cauley, CT Pan, Charles Howell III, Russell Knox, John Rahm, Justin Rose, and Doug Gim. All tied at -6.
5 ahead of LT Gray.
I knew you'd mention that.
Oh, man. We got to keep it up. What would have they done with Nicholas and Palmer in the day? Would we had an Arnie tracker?
You'd have hated one or the other. Colin on the Hertine Stocker Jeweler text line with a brilliant text. 23-80, if the Hawks score more than Michigan State, they win.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Colin.
Appreciate the insight right there. We were looking for a little bit more meat on the bone on that one, but great to have that coming down the line there. 319-366-1600. What do you think Iowa has to do or Michigan State has to do?
Well, I think Winston is a huge key, and containing the inside presence of Michigan State is very important. Iowa's not going to shoot it as well as it did against Illinois. That's almost a guarantee. It was a phenomenal shooting performance. But if it can shoot, let's say 40 to 50% from three-point range, 50% or more overall, I think Iowa has a good chance. I think it's just as important for Iowa to execute on offense as it is on defense. But defense is, you know, is Iowa going to play zone? Who's going to contain Winston?
Yeah, I think Iowa's got to play some zone tonight. And I think Iowa will play a lot of zone tonight. Are they going to come out that way? Probably not. But we'll see. We'll see. I do think they have to play zone to win this basketball game tonight, though. 319-366-1600. That is our Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. If you would like to weigh in, going to talk to Dave Koken coming up. Going to talk to Kevin Lehman. We'll get his thoughts about Iowa, Michigan State. He's down in sunny one of the Carolinas right now, getting ready to call basketball tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Bragged about that earlier on.
Tough duty.
Tough duty. Not as tough as our former friend from Channel 2, Jared Ahrens, who is at Torrey Pines covering the PGA Tour this week.
Colin being more specific, Scott.
Thank you, Colin.
How about that? Honestly, containing inside defense and Wieskamp being offensively are the keys. Robin, center point, Garza will be Iowa's key player. 48-15, I think the key player is Isaiah Moss, and I'll take Iowa and the five. Within a span of a few seconds, mentioned three players.
Yeah. Garza, I think, is going to be a big key tonight, too. Are we going to see the Luka Garza that Iowa had out there on Sunday against Illinois? Now, granted, Michigan State is not Illinois, but can Garza gum? You're not going to take Ward away from Michigan State, but can you at least neutralize him a little bit?
He was tough in East Lansing.
And Iowa's going to need Garza to stay out of foul trouble. They're going to need Kreener tonight as well to come off the bench and give them some minutes. And
not commit a turnover the first time down the floor.
Well, yes. That would be helpful. Iowa's got to keep those two out of foul trouble.
You know, I think
and zone helps.
There's a lot of Bill Belichick and Tom Izzo. You don't think he saw Joe Wieskamp go off? You don't think he's going to try to take him out of the game? Luka Garza has been very tough. You don't think that hasn't caught Tom Izzo's attention?
Michigan State's going to try to be physical tonight with Iowa. There's no doubt about that. Penn State did it. Many of the other teams did it to the Hawkeyes. And that's one of the ways to kind of rattle the cage of the Hawkeyes a little bit and to help neutralize them and their offensive prowess that Iowa has, because Iowa is a good offensive team.
This would be a huge resume builder for Iowa. I mean, that's an understatement. I realize that. But for Iowa to get to the NCAA tournament, building a nice record, building a nice standing in the Big Ten, couple key wins, including one over Iowa State, and to get a victory over Michigan State, it would be enormous.
Now, is all lost, though, if Iowa loses tonight?
I don't think so, no.
No, not all is lost if the Hawkeyes lose to Michigan State tonight. Michigan State's top five team. They're on top of the Big Ten standings, unbeaten at this point. Not going to win the Big Ten championship if you lose tonight, but odds were that you weren't going to win the Big Ten championship maybe even if you won tonight.
You know, Iowa's got 12 games remaining, 6 at home, 6 on the road. And what do you want to do at home? What's the worst outcome you would take at home? 3-3?
Oh, worst? Definitely 3-3, almost 4-2.
Tough games at home.
Michigan and Michigan State, back to back. Yeah, it's not going to be easy.
But then you want to go at least 3-3 on the road, I think.
And by the way, speaking of road, what has happened to the Ohio State Buckeyes? And oh, by the way, as everybody was looking beyond the Purdue Boilermakers, Purdue has got a really good team led by Carson Edwards, and they are right in the thick of it as far as the Big Ten is concerned, and more than likely are going to be in the NCAA tournament.
I don't think there's any question about that. We're going to give you the Big Ten standings as we enter tonight's play. Michigan State, the only undefeated team at 8-0. Michigan is 7-1. Maryland, 7-2. And then in fourth place, Purdue at 6-2. Fifth place, tie between Iowa and Wisconsin. And then we drop down to 500, Minnesota, and on and on. You mentioned Ohio State, 2-5 in the league, Scott.
Yeah, and Ohio State has dropped, I believe, 5 in a row. They in Indiana are really struggling at this point. So you got an opportunity for your Iowa tonight. to get right back into the thick of things. Take advantage of it. Hopefully the crowd will turn out tonight at Carver Hawkeye. Believe last I heard, still tickets remaining, not a bunch, but still tickets remaining tonight. They're letting the students in free and trying to back that up. What happened last night with the Iowa women knocking off Rutgers and C. Vivian Stringer at Carver Hawkeye.
Very good win, obviously. Megan Gustafson doing what she does best. And Vivian Stringer calling her the best post player, bar none, in the country. I mean, that's a woman who's been a coach for 48 years and seen a lot and knows the players today. But it's hard to argue with that. But Iowa right in the mix for the Big Ten championship. And assistant coach Jan Jensen will be joining Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn after 4 o'clock.
Yep, looking forward to that. We're going to take a break, 3:19, and we're going to talk more about Iowa-Michigan State. We'll talk Iowa State. We'll talk Mo Valley. We'll talk Big Ten, Big 12 with Kevin Lehman coming up. But Dave Koken from Las Vegas is going to join us when we come back here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Stay bundled up out there. Stay warm. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, you'll find more than just comfortable furniture. You'll discover a no-pressure shopping experience, thousands of options, and free design services. We call it Comfort Redesigned. It's the Super Weekend Sale. Friday through Monday, save 30% on everything, plus special financing available, and get guaranteed delivery on in-stock items in time for the big game. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Minimum monthly payments with approved credit. Order by 1/28/19. See store for details.
Graduate Iowa City is awesome, right? Well, it just got better. Topgolf Swing Suite is now open on the second floor. Relax with your friends, play a few rounds, enjoy great food and your favorite drinks. Swing it after work, on the weekends, or throw an epic party. Play golf, baseball, hockey, even carnival games, and zombie dodgeball. It's just $15 per person per hour. Come have some fun with your friends and family. Everybody's welcome at Topgolf. Now open on the second floor of Graduate Iowa City Hotel on the Ped Mall.
All across Iowa, you might notice people really smiling.
Good hit, way to go!
Really laughing. Really living.
So good to see you, Grandma.
That's because more Iowans choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance. Our members know they can count on us to be with them when they need us most. Having that peace of mind gives them the freedom to enjoy every moment life gives them to help them live to the fullest. So it's no wonder Wellmark members smile so much. Learn more at Wellmark.com.
Back in the Gym Class for Thursday on KGYM. As we will join ESPN programming coming your way tonight with no basketball action. Hopefully we'll get some tomorrow. Supposed to have Kennedy and Jefferson doubleheader tomorrow. Hall of Fame at Jefferson tomorrow. Another fine class that you guys have put together will be inducted tomorrow between games.
Yeah, an excellent class, and a couple guys that were inducted last year that weren't able to attend. Lane McDowell and Tom Holland. Mullen also going to be inducted, among others. Dean Utoff, who is my era. He's been in Australia for a number of years, kind of a cult hero in Australia. He will not be back, but he's going to be taken in as well. But, about a dozen former athletes. It's always a fun time.
And that they are planning right now to play the games. I have no idea what's happening in Iowa City tomorrow with school already being canceled with our game between Liberty and West, the girls game from North Liberty tomorrow. So we'll see how it all plays out. More information coming up tomorrow for you here on KGYM. By the way, interesting news out of Jefferson today. Speaking of the Jayhawks, it was announced that Brian Irby is retiring from his head softball position. That came out.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, that was earlier this afternoon. So I know Jeff Linder was digging into that from the Gazette, and we'll have more on that coming up in just a little bit. But what a career he has had as an assistant, as a head coach at Xavier and at Jefferson. So I wish Brian nothing but the best there in his retirement from coaching. All right, Dave Koken set to join us right now at 3:24. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman, the coach, here in just a little while and talk some college basketball. We'll talk some college basketball maybe with Dave coming up here as we look forward to Iowa and Michigan State. And Dave, good afternoon, and I'm very happy that you're in the desert of Vegas and instead of minus 20 wind chill Iowa.
Not as happy as I am, buddy, let me tell you.
Dave, you in mourning that the NHL has gone dark?
Well, I mean, having a really good season in the NHL and making good reads, and so I don't want any days off. I want to just keep on playing and I don't want the season to end either.
Although Vegas. No, go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say it's been kind of the opposite of me in college basketball, where I'm just kind of struggling. I just have not been able to find a consistent rhythm. You know, I'll win one night and lose the next. And it's just the way it runs sometimes.
Yeah, it's a good time for Vegas to go into the NHL All-Star break, though, with two losses in a row at home.
Well, especially last night, because they played a really good game against Nashville last night. I mean, if you watched the game and didn't know the score, it's like, wow, Golden Knights must be winning big. And they lost the game 2-1. They ran into a goaltender just having a phenomenal night for the Predators and ended up losing 2-1, and they'd lost the prior game, tough loss to Minnesota. So those are sometimes the kinds of losses that can be the catalyst to a losing streak. You know, you get a couple of bad ones and that you should have won, and then you play a game you probably shouldn't win, and you lose that too, and all of a sudden you got a losing streak. So the break for them probably comes at a good time. A lot of teams limping into the playoffs or the All-Star break, and for them, these breaks can be a real mental boost where they just get to kind of sit back, relax for a few days, and try to put things together for the stretch drive.
Dave, do you have any early thoughts or any information from the Vegas perspective on the Super Bowl?
What do you mean?
Any early thoughts that you're looking at in the game?
I've already made up my mind. Look, I've got and you guys know because I've mentioned this numerous times, I've got a Rams future ticket, the only future ticket I bought over the summer. So, you know, I'm going to hedge to some extent. It won't be that much because I think the Rams have a good chance to win the game, but I'm going to make sure that I end up with some kind of a profit. I can tell you one thing, they're betting the game out here like it's already over. I mean, they're just pounding the Patriots. It's gotten as high as 3. At the South Point, and it looks like I think 2.5 is going to be the closing number. I don't think they want to get to 3. They'll get to a ton of sharp buyback at that. So it looks like 2 or 2.5. And, you know, the one disagreement I had was on the opening line. And I tweeted on Sunday at halftime of the Chiefs-Patriots game. I said Patriots -2 is the right number in the Super Bowl. And I'm still, well, I guess they just put lines out based on the analytics at this point. And my analytics model showed the Rams -1.5. So I guess I'm not surprised that they followed suit with that, but I thought they put up a bad opening number that guaranteed an overwhelming New England action. I thought the right number was -2 to begin with, and that's where it is now.
Yeah, New England certainly getting the bulk of the play right now.
Oh, boy, oh, they have it.
College basketball. We got a biggie in the backyard tonight between Iowa and Michigan State. And you got a few thoughts on this one down in Iowa City?
Not really. Michigan State is playing really well right now. Excellent win on the road for them last week at Nebraska, which is such a tough home court. And they ended the nation's longest home court winning streak in the process. You know, I mean, Iowa's just going to have to go out and go and play a tremendous game tonight to get the upset here. The good news is the Hawkeyes are playing well. They look like an NCAA tournament-level team right now. And when you're at home in an underdog role such as tonight, you can be really dangerous. So not a game I'm going to get involved in, but I'm not going to be shocked if Iowa wins this game tonight. The confidence level is really high for them right now. Both Iowa teams are doing well. The main teams, not the Northern Iowa team. Wow, that was something else last night with them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. The Missouri Valley had some wacko results. You and I leading by 16 at the half and lose. And then Missouri State, not a very good basketball team, but beat Loyola 70-35. Are you kidding me?
You know what's going on, and I think Loyola's fallen victim to this. And it happens. It even happens in this conference. We're seeing it with Nevada in the Mountain West. The sense of urgency just isn't there in these regular season games, because not, you know, in Nevada's case, they're going to get an at-large bid, so they're safe. And they're having trouble taking teams seriously, so they struggle with them for a half and then kill them after that. But for Loyola, they're not going to get back to the tournament as an at-large. That's just not going to happen. They're going to have to win the Horizon Tournament, or the Missouri Valley Tournament, to get in. And what it's doing is it's taking the sense of urgency away from the regular season games. This is the problem I've always had with conference tournaments in the smaller conferences. I know they want to follow suit in terms of what the big conferences are doing, and they are money makers. But they're really not good for the quality of play in the league. Loyola has done this on a few occasions now where they just kind of mailed it in. And the loss doesn't mean anything. It's completely meaningless. In fact, all the wins and losses in the regular season are meaningless, because all that matters is winning the conference tournament. If you don't win the conference tournament, you're not going anywhere. And if you do win the conference tournament, you get in. So you're basically taking the whole regular season and making it an exhibition season, and just having the real season take place over a three-day period. I think that's really bad for the quality of play in the conference, and I think it sucks for the fans, to be honest with you.
Mm.
You know, but I'm not going to change anything.
No,
it's getting worse. Even the Ivy League is going to a conference tournament format now.
No, you're right. I think you have some very good points right there. And you take a conference like the Missouri Valley, they play on a neutral court down in St. Louis, so... Yeah. There's no it'd be different, I think, if you were playing on campuses in some of the – and they do in some of the smaller conferences.
I agree with that. Yeah, absolutely. Then the home court advantage means something. And, you know, like in the Mid-American Conference, the opening round is at home court. So it behooves you to try and get a home court for at least the first round. And it gives more meaning to the regular season games. Or in some other leagues, I think the Ohio Valley falls in this category, and maybe the Big Sky. You don't automatically, not everybody gets into the tournament. You have to earn your way into the conference tournament, at least. And in the Ivy League, only the top four teams make it. I'd like to see something like that. I think it's self-defeating for these smaller conferences. And by the way, you know, I've seen the attendance figures at these conference tournaments. It ain't exactly Big East level where it's sold out, okay? So for a national TV date or two, I think they're doing more harm than good. And maybe they're not making money with it, to be honest with you. And if they're not, then they should reexamine it.
Dave, as you know, a New Jersey online book refunded tickets after that horrible call in the game last Sunday. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Well, no, because I've never heard of contest. You know, the first contest of its kind. And it just didn't go off as smoothly as hoped for. So from a PR standpoint, you know, it's the right way to do it. Good move by them to give the money back.
Yeah. I would agree with that. You're never going to see...
Not losing anything.
No.
You know, all they're doing is giving back they're just giving back the contest entries. So, you know, what's the big deal?
Yeah, but Dave, a result is a result, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but this is a tournament format, so... And you know, without going into great detail, I guess it was just not something. There was a glitch of some kind, and some people couldn't get their plays in for the tournament on whatever they wanted to play following the Chargers Patriots game. I think that was. I assume that's what you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know. There's nothing else you can do.
Well, that was the pass interference call in the Saints game is what I'm referring to.
Okay, I was unaware of that. And that's just stupid. Okay?
Yeah.
I actually don't like publicity stunts like that. I thought you were talking about the contest.
No, I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry.
No, I was unaware of the. It must be FanDuel or DraftKings that's doing this. you know, they're looking for publicity and, I guess, good PR. I think it's stupid. I wouldn't do it. It's the way it goes. That's part of the game. Bad calls happen.
Yes. You know,
I'd rather see the NFL fix the problem on their end, and they will. They're going to, because pass interference is going to become something that coaches can challenge next year. So you've now got what amounts to the Rams rule, if you want to call it
mm-hmm.
that. All right, so they fixed it. That's as good as you can do. If you bet the game and you got on the wrong side, that's the way it goes. That's the luck of the draw. I mean, I've been gambling for close to 50 years. Can I have my money back and all the bad losses I've
Don't think they're going to buy that one.
No, I don't either.
Hey, you have a play tonight I know that you like in college basketball in the American Athletic Conference.
Well, it's a system play, and it's a good system, okay? It's not, don't get me wrong, it doesn't win all the time. It's one of those grinded out, I think it's at 59% going back, I don't know how many years. It goes back a long way. And it's real simple. You're taking road underdogs in same-season revenge from an overtime or one- or two-point loss in their home court earlier. That's a game that they're certainly going to remember. They're going to be motivated because it's one that they felt they should have won. And that college basketball revenge is definitely a factor. You just take the road dog in these situations, and they get there about 59% of the time. So it's not gonna make anybody rich. It's not one of those, oh, it's a lock system. You know, they win, they lose 4 out of 10. But you give me something that wins about 60% of the time, and I'm going to take it. So Tulsa lost in overtime to Cincinnati. Actually had the lead late and let it get away in regulation, and then lost in the overtime. And physically, they're not really in this. Cincinnati's too big for them. But the Tulsa team's been playing real hard. Frank Haith has got them putting forth a good effort. And at plus 14, I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I think it's a good line right there. Well, Dave, we'll let you go. We'll talk some Super Bowl next week as we get closer to the big game down in Atlanta. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. I'll have a couple of props next week that could be entertaining.
Excellent.
I love props.
Excellent.
love props. Thanks, Dave. Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some college basketball. We'll dive into Michigan State and Iowa with Kevin Lehman when we return.
Hi, this is Adam Schefter, host of the Adam Schefter Podcast. As we inch closer to the Super Bowl, the Adam Schefter Podcast is your weekly pass inside the world of the NFL, from interviews with players, coaches, and executives to conversations with some of the top insiders in the business. If you're a fan of the National Football League, this is the podcast for you. You can listen and subscribe to the Adam Schefter Podcast on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free, no credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
Back with the gym class for Thursday on KGYM. Scott, Mark, Kyle with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. And talk some college hoops now. Kevin Lehman set to join us, and we talk with Kevin on Thursdays. And Kevin joins us live from the home of the Winthrop Eagles down in, what is that, South Carolina?
I am in South Carolina, just across the North Carolina border from Charlotte. And they call it down here, this is Rock Hill. But the saying is, we're going to rock the hill tonight. So Winthrop is going to have this place full, and it's going to be a blast in here at the Winthrop Coliseum.
Yeah, you got a big one tonight between Winthrop and Gardner-Webb in that in the Big South, right?
Big South Conference, yeah. Winthrop, that's where Greg Marshall made his name. He had a great run down here with the Eagles. And now they have a young man named Pat Kelsey. This guy, I don't know if you've seen him on YouTube. He worked for Skip Prosser, and Skip Prosser told him that he even makes coffee nervous. This guy has so much energy.
I like that.
Dave, we just got off the phone. I'm sorry. We got off the phone with Dave Koch and Kevin from out in Las Vegas, and I asked him about a couple Missouri Valley Conference results last night. You and I, of course, with a big halftime lead and then losing. But the eye-popper to me was an under-500 Missouri State team doubling up Loyola 70-35, and Dave said, it doesn't matter. The conference season is all that matters. But that's an eye-popping result.
Mark, here's what's more eye-popping. The Loyola Ramblers got 9 total rebounds that game. They were out-rebounded 28-9. Now, this was considered the best team in the Valley. The whole night last night was crazy in the Valley. Golden Isle up by 24 in the first half. They lose that game by 8. Drake came out on top of all this because of all the losses that appeared. Valpo gets beat at Indiana State. Drake's in the hunt for this thing, guys. Darren DeVries has got his team hanging around near the top of this league.
And amazing, since they lost their point guard, and everyone kind of thought it was going to be the end of the Bulldogs season. But tell you what, they've clawed it out, and they're right there, I think, within a game now at the top.
Well, Scott, if they shoot the ball so well, they're at 52% last night. And Brady Ellison, he's really found a home at Drake after leaving the Iowa Hawkeyes. He hit 7 threes. I think he was 7-for-7 last week. He got face guard against Evansville, had a goose egg, but the Drake's Bulldogs still won quite easily in this game. And I've got Evansville. I watched a little bit of it, guys. I got Evansville at Northern Iowa on Saturday night.
Kevin, as an old newspaper guy, it's really bad to bury the lead, but Michigan State at Iowa tonight. And Michigan State a 5-point.
Mark, I thought we might be talking about Sparty.
We might touch on it a little bit, yeah. What are your thoughts on the game going in? Michigan State favored by 5?
Number one, the Hawkeyes have to match Michigan State's physicality from the get-go, because that's what Michigan State does. They run. They get up real estate. Their bigs run to the rim. They take away real estate immediately, and they try to shove it right down your throat. So the front line of Iowa has to be ready. They can't dally around on a missed shot. They got to sprint, grab some real estate in the paint, and keep Nick Ward and the rest of those guys, Kenny Goins, Xavier Tillman, from getting what we call early position in the post. That's what Michigan State does. And second of all, if you're Iowa, they've had a tendency to do this, guys. They cannot quick shoot the ball against Michigan State, because if you do that 3 trips, they're going to turn around. It's going to be a 4-6-point swing. And I think with this Iowa team, they've matured where they understand that. They understand when it's time to slow down, get the ball in the hook, get to the free throw line, slow the game down. And that's what they'll need to do tonight to beat Michigan State. And I think they're really capable. I sat courtside against the game against Illinois. You know, that was an unbelievable shooting expose by the Hawkeyes. They won't repeat that, but it certainly built up their confidence.
I said early in the show that I think Cassius Winston is the key tonight to both teams. Iowa can't afford him to dribble, penetrate, and get it to Ward, kick it out. They got to keep him They've got to keep him in front of them. Do you agree?
No question, Scott, because we have a saying in this business that pressure buys you time. So ball pressure on Cassius Winston will slow down their offense. So whether it's Bohannon, Macy Daly, Connor McCaffrey, somebody's got to meet him at the point of attack, Cassius Winston. Because Winston is playing as well as anybody, not just the point guard, as well as anybody in the Big Ten. That will be huge for Iowa to find him early and get him slowed down because he can go north-south as well as anybody in this league.
This is not a make-or-break game for Iowa, I don't think, in the whole scheme of things, Kevin, but it could be a huge resume builder.
Mark, it is an opportunity for the Hawkeyes. They've got a number of them coming up. Minnesota at Minnesota, a road win there would be huge. And then you got Indiana, always a tough place to play, even though they've struggled. This is a stretch through here where the Iowa can really build a solid resume because this is an NCAA tournament team that we're watching, Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, how many wins can they get in tough situations to increase their ability to get a high seed? And that's what they're playing for right now. And if you look at the Big Ten guys, they're playing Michigan State and Michigan, so they can put losses on those top teams. Maryland's good. This Iowa team that can get themselves in the third, fourth, fifth place in this Big Ten, and that's, most people pick them at 9 or 10 in this league. I think it's going to be a great accomplishment for the Hawkeyes, but the opportunities lie in these next three games.
There's a long way to go, but most of the most of those experts out there are saying 9 and maybe even 10 Big Ten teams are getting into the NCAA tournament. And again, it's early, way too early to probably even talk about it, but I don't know. Is this a year the Big Ten could get 10?
Scott, I can't see 10, and here's why. I'm not a believer right now in Minnesota. I don't think their guards are good enough. Indiana's a bit of a train wreck. It's a two-man game. What they've got with a Langford playing for them. I think you're looking more like 8. And what's going to happen with Nebraska? They're the team that hasn't learned how to win yet, how to win the tough games, whether it's on the road. They got beat by Michigan State at home. I think they're an NCAA tournament team, but they haven't proven that they can get over the hump. So I think you're looking at 8 teams, which is much better than they had last year. Big 12 still talking about being the strongest league in the land, but Big 10 is right behind the Big 12.
I was going to ask you about that. A lot of people saying that the Big 12 may be is it because of just the depth that the Big 12? It's got to be because of the depth this year because they just don't have that team that stands out heads and shoulders above the rest, but everyone's kind of clumped except for West Virginia within 2 games of one another.
Well, what happens, Scott, is when they rank these conferences, most of it's based on what they do in a non-league. And what helps the Big 12 is only 10 teams. ACC probably has the best teams at the top. When you look at Virginia and Duke, but their bottom's not very good. And they have a large bottom because there's so many teams in the league. The Big 12 with only 10 teams, you're looking at maybe 5 in the tournament. They've been getting 7 in the last couple of years. I don't think they'll get 7 this year. I'm sure they won't. But I'm with you. There's not a team that in the Big 12 that I think can make a run to the Final Four. But Kansas, Tech, Iowa State, those are really solid teams. And the middle's pretty good. The Big 10, the middle is outstanding. You've got 4 teams at the bottom that are struggling with Penn State. They're the worst down there, and Northwestern has struggled. The surprise team for me in the Big Ten has been Purdue. They have really produced based on just Carson Edwards. We thought it was going to be a one-man show, but they've won some huge games.
Iowa State certainly in the mix in the Big 12, despite that loss at Kansas, in which I thought the Cyclones played generally pretty well except for a dry spell in the second half. Go out of conference Saturday at Ole Miss. What do you know about that team?
Oh, Kermit Davis, he was at Middle Tennessee State, had some great teams there, got snubbed in the tournament a couple of times. It was a one-bid league. He didn't win his conference tournament. He goes to Ole Miss, and it's their top 20 team. They got beat the other night, but this is a very talented team. The SEC's a good league, guys. They've gotten better every year. Of course, Tennessee, number 1 this week, just escaped their game at Vanderbilt. But the SEC is a good league. This is a tough matchup for Iowa State. They have to go in to play at Ole Miss, this place will be rocking down there. It's going to be just like a Big 12 atmosphere. And that Kansas game, it was right in the grasp of Cyclones. Had that bad spell. Dedrick Lawson went crazy on him, hit some huge threes. And Wickington did not play well in that game, guys. And so Cameron Lard played 6 minutes and had five fouls. You'd rather have him play 6 minutes and get five rebounds. They need Wickington and need Cameron Lard to play at a higher pace for this Iowa State team to make the run that I think they're really capable of. It's a very talented team with a huge upside.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to even think that Iowa State shot it really well in the first half, but with Wiggington playing the way he did and with Lard not really contributing, to have Iowa State at Allen Fieldhouse within four at the end is, you know, that it kind of doesn't even add up.
Well, I asked Mark, I think last week, if he's going to take Kansas or the field, and once he realized that Isaac Buki was hurt, they're 7-footer out, then he switched from Kansas to the field, right, Mark?
That's true.
Because this is not what we've seen a Kansas powerful team. It's not a Final Four team. But Bill Self always finds a way. I think he's one of the best coaches in America because no matter what his personnel is, he finds a way for them to be successful. So they're playing against Iowa State with four guards, and they're able to win that game. Because they're going to have to play small ball from here on out with Kansas. And we're seeing Iowa State do that some, too. They're playing fairly small. But that's what the game's gone to, guys. You know, with Golden State Warriors, it's all trickled down. I got a game tonight where Winthrop leads the country in threes. And they don't shoot mid-range shots. It's either a layup at the rim or it's a three ball. Their goal is to take nothing in between. And that's what we're seeing is what we call New Age basketball. It's not our father's basketball anymore.
No, it isn't. And I ask you, where would Kansas be without Dedrick Lawson at this point?
Oh, I see. Unbelievable. It's just a double-double machine. And he's not getting the pub as Zion Williamson and those Duke guys, but
he may be the most valuable player, not only in the Big 12, but in the country right now.
Well, I'm with you on that, Scott. I think he's going to garner some voice for that. Williamson's a YouTube sensation, a social media sensation. He's getting all sorts of pub across the country. But Dedrick Lawson has been outstanding. The three he hit, that pick-and-pop play against Iowa State that sealed the deal for Kansas in that game, I thought was just – that's a big-time play. And you got to be able to step up and make those, and he does it time and time again.
Yeah. I hate to say it, you got to come back to Iowa after this game. Tonight, it's not pretty here.
Well, I've got the reports, and I appreciate you telling me that I get to come back, but maybe I can delay this. Although I get to go farther north to Cedar Falls on Saturday at their game against Evansville. So my days in Cedar Falls, it's always about 10 degrees colder, and the wind chill is about 5 degrees worse when you go north into Cedar Falls. So I'm going to have to wear my long johns when I broadcast that game.
I think you're going to be joining a lot of people at McLeod Center doing that on Saturday night, especially for that.
Well, that's, unfortunately, the Panthers have been shooting ice cold, too. They've been shooting like the wind chills coming through McLeod Center. They have really struggled to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah. Maybe it'll turn around this week. We'll see how that plays out. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you next week, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Guys, always a pleasure. And you enjoy that Michigan State-Iowa game. It's on the same time I am, so I'll have my phone on checking the score.
There you go.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
3:52 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Take a break. Come back. Let you know what happened on the lanes last night with a Bowling Night in America update when we come back.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, you'll find more than just comfortable furniture. You'll discover a no-pressure shopping experience, thousands of options, and free design services. We call it Comfort Redesigned. It's the Super Weekend Sale. Friday through Monday, save 30% on everything, plus special financing available, and get guaranteed delivery on in-stock items in time for the big game. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Minimum monthly payments with approved credit. Order by 1/28/19. See store for details.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Now you can get even more people together in their new party room in Marion, or come to the Edgewood location party room. Either one is a great place for your game watch party. While you're there, try La Cantina's own brewed beer, Zapata. If you'd rather bring the party to your place, La Cantina would be happy to cater their crunchy, zesty, crowd-pleasing favorites. La Cantina, in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
Winning teams have one thing in common: a great lineup you can count on to deliver. It's the same with KGYM and Smart FM. When you need solid, smart sports talk, your starting lineup on the Gym Class is Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And when you're looking for smart rock, Smart FM features an all-star lineup of Just John, Greg, Rick, Glenn, and Cecily. Smart sports on KGYM and smart rock on Smart FM. A solid lineup to get you through every season.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you in the Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM. Tomorrow, Mike Grimm will join us, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, as Iowa-Minnesota will meet at Williams Arena, the Barn, on Sunday. We'll talk Minnesota basketball and Big Ten basketball coming up with Mike tomorrow, and the Eagles Hideaway pick six. Todd, trying to pick games, find games. There is a Big Ten basketball game tomorrow night.
Yeah, we just sent them out. There's a good
one. Oh, is there? Okay, yep. Very good.
Yep.
Very good. Any Ivy League basketball?
Yes, indeed.
Yes! We are ready to go. We were ready to go last night. Yes. We take a look back at what happened on the lanes. It's our Bowling Night in America recap. It's brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America.
You should have played Spinning Wheel on the rejoin there, because that's what the Rusty Nails are doing, spinning their wheels. I was not there last night, but I got a full report from you. Good start. Won the first two games narrowly.
Narrowly. Very narrowly.
And then got buried the last game. So, yeah.
And lost.
Lost that game and lost the series. So it was a split, 2-2. And that seems to be where we're at right now, and not able to gain any ground in the standings. Big night for Chase Donner in the Evergreen League last night.
Right,
Chase,
next to us.
Chase had a 290. Joel was right up there for high series, but he didn't claim that. Chris Tomer, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, pulled in as a substitute on Durline's scale. 8-14, Durline wins 4.
He helped. 8-14 will help at any point there. Yeah, it was a tough night last night.
Yeah, it sounded like it, but it's not
for him.
Rusty Nails bowled bad. It was just that last game that Barry's Lanes, our opponent and defending champion in the league, bowled that much better.
They bowled a really good, solid third game. If you want to improve your bowling, stop on by. Stop by the pro shop. They got open bowling, they got globe bowling, and stop on by and ask them about it.
I know that Globe Bowling very popular on Friday and Saturday nights. Give them a call, 362-0136, see what's available, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Iowa, Michigan State tonight. Who wins?
Michigan State.
I think Iowa might pull it off. We'll see.
All right.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow at 3. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn's next.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100.